Esto es
Interfaz. Un podcast de arquitectura de software, desarrollo, nuevas tecnologías y soft skills. Bienvenidos.
Hello friends, this is another episode of Interfaz. Interfaz is a podcast about software architecture, software development, new technologies and soft skills. And today I have the pleasure to introduce you to Evelina Kurash, who is a business analyst working in Volvo. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, how are you, Evelina? Welcome.
Welcome. thanks for inviting me for your podcast and answering your questions. I feel perfect, especially that I'm after my talk.
Yes, I know, right? I know that feeling because when someone is preparing for a conference, I know that people get very nervous, right? So we're good right now. Before we get into the topic about the business analysts, please tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, so as you mentioned, I'm Evelyn or Evelina, whatever works for you. I'm a business analyst at Volvo Group. It's my current job, but I used to be a IT recruiter for several years, but I consider myself as a social scientist because of field of my studies. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's a really good background for being a business analyst or working in every other area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you worked in the past as an IT recruiter, okay?
Yes, so I made for some people it was a big move in my career, but for me it wasn't, because I believe that every single person have skills that allows to move somewhere.
Yeah. So what is exactly a business analyst? Because I know you talked about it in your session here in Debtsom in Stockholm. But what is exactly this kind of role?
Okay, so I can tell what is the business analyst for me, because I know the people may have another point of view. But for me, a business analyst is a communication specialist that tries hardly to find a common ground with every single part of the project. It's a kind of single point of contact for customers, but also for the teams, no matter if it is a Scrum team or any other. It's a person that tries to communicate, find the background of the project needs and define it somehow. And at the end, the work of the business analyst is to provide all the requirements, the best one, to the project to deliver what need to be delivered.
Mm-hmm. So a business analyst goes with each people in the organization and ask them, hey, what are you doing? How we can improve here? Is that okay?
Somehow, yes, because it really depends on the project that you are taking part. If you are talking with very technical people, you need to use different language, another, let's say, social techniques to make things done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, because if you're speaking with someone, for example, I'm a software developer, and if you speak with someone with technical background, of course you have to understand that kind of language and all the slang that these people is speaking, right?
Yes, it's very important to know what people are saying to you.
Yeah.
So business analysts should be really aware about the technologies and the newest trends in the technology and in every area connected with the projects, not only in his or hers particular company, but in every other.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get inspired for your talk title, because it was this the title is, do we really need business analysts or something like
something
that?
Something like that. Business analysts, do we really need them? The inspiration was several talks with my friends, with colleagues, with people in conferences or other meetups. And some of them were saying that, oh, business analyst is crucial, but some were playing like, oh, get rid of, mm-hmm. We don't need them at all. Mm-hmm. So that's why I decided to talk a little bit more about this topic, because, you know, in the Scrum team, mm-hmm. there is no a business analyst. Even Scrum Guide, which mm-hmm. is a Bible for mm-hmm. the agile people, mm-hmm. there is no single word about the business analyst. Mm-hmm. So that's why I decided to choose this topic and go deeper.
Mm. So isn't the product owner in Scrum is the same as the business analyst? No.
Not so really. It should have the similar skills, but product owner is mostly responsible for deliver solution on some agreed high level, mm-hmm. and business analyst dig deeper, mm-hmm. Is gathering information, clean the data, and so on. I'm not sure if you saw yesterday a talk of Tess Fernandez, and she was talking about preparing data for machine learning. Mm-hmm. And from my point of view, work of business analyst is very similar to work of data analyst. Mm-hmm. We have some common grounds in this area. So from my side, it's very important to have that kind of person on board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges that you face in your particular case in your organization as a business analyst?
It's a tough topic, to be honest, because it really depends on the project, because mm-hmm. currently I'm involved in 3 projects. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are completely Polish ones, mm-hmm. and so 1 is really international. And it also depends on the maturity of the people involved in mm-hmm. the project. So for some of them, because I'm quite young and quite fresh in this area, I wasn't maybe a perfect partner to have conversation, but mm-hmm. after a few weeks of talks, of data preparation and so on, my teams realized that I'm quite good mm-hmm. at it.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the soft skills that you think business analysts have to have? Like communication, of course, is one of them, communication skills, but what else?
Yes, communication is a crucial one. But I believe that good business analysts need to hear mm-hmm. All the people around and need to dig deeper mm-hmm. and should recognize the feelings, because most of the people don't know their real needs. So the business analyst should ask the questions, mm-hmm. a lot of the questions.
Yes, and read between the lines, right?
Yes, and like Simon Sinek said, mm-hmm. It should be used, let's say, methodology mm-hmm. called Start With Why. Mm-hmm. So you have...
I love that book.
Yes, so if you ask why for the 5th time, mm-hmm. you will get the source of the mm-hmm. of the need of every person.
Yeah, just don't go with the first answer. You have mm-hmm. to ask why again and why and why and why, so you can find the, as you said, mm-hmm. the source, right?
Yes.
Then why, then how, then what? Something yes. like that, yeah. The golden circle, right?
Of course, and then you can make a perfect user story.
Yes, yes. And for us technical people, sometimes I think we fight business analysts. Why do you think that that could happen in a project?
It's also a bit a tough question because I believe that every single person can find common ground with other. Mm-hmm. But some technical people are maybe closed for cooperation and feels that they know everything.
Yes.
In most cases, it's true or almost true. Because they took part in a lot of the projects with various technologies, with various stakeholders. But from my point of view, they not put enough attention for those feelings that I was mentioning before and all the backgrounds connected with the analysis.
Mm-hmm. How do you think technical people perceive business analysts regarding the same topic about technical people?
Okay, so like I said before, for some of them, not for all, but for some of them, the business analyst is only additional layer that implement or providing some Chinese whisper effect in the project.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is manageable and we can fix it very easily.
Mm-hmm. How?
Talking.
Talking, yeah, you're right. You have to communicate, right? So the other question is how business analysts perceive technical people. How do you men and women perceive technical people?
I believe that I cannot answer this question because I fall in love in IT 7 or even 8 years ago and I don't perceive people as an analyst, developer, project manager or accountant or every other person from various areas. For me, there are people that have some backgrounds and have some needs, aspirations, and so on. So, going back to your question, for me, that are the awesome people that's making magic. Because for me, programming is the magic.
You put magic.
Just like that, because you type something that is only letters and some kind of designs. And after that, you have a great interface or a great application that provides help, some kind of help for for others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can say something more about this because your application are from healthcare area. If I
yes, you saw that in my LinkedIn profile. Yes,
I did my research.
Yes, I do a lot of. Software and systems for telemedicine for healthcare. So yes, sometimes we have to do magic, as you said. So, Evelina, what's your advice for those people that want to become a business analyst? What's your best advice for them?
Don't be scared and show your potential and talk. Talk, and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, listen to the people.
Read between the lines, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You're right. So I didn't tell you when we began, but we have this signature question in the podcast. That is the following question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. The question is the following. If we open your backpack, what we are going to find?
Recharger, second recharger, my cell phone, lipstick, and I think it's everything. But maybe some pants and other things like that. You know, that's what every woman has in the back.
Okay.
Everything.
Yes, I know that. Yeah, sometimes you women do magic as well with all the things that you have in the purse and your backpack as well.
Yes, but today I had to be really smart when packing my really small bag.
Yes. So, Evelina, thank you for your time. And where we can find more about all the things that you do and maybe your social media.
Okay, so you can find me mostly on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, okay.
Yes, because I think I'm bad in Twitter, but I also make some tweets from time to time, but I believe the LinkedIn is the best source because I update it quite often.
Okay, okay.
My profile,
so
and
LinkedIn is the best place to contact you. Okay, so thank you, Evelina, and thank you for your time again.
Thank you. It was a really big pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure was mine. And friends, see you in the next episode of Interfaz. Adios.
Adios.
'Os esperamos en la siguiente emisión de Interfaz. Interfaz. Hasta la próxima.